Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Representative, you've been on so many times. I feel we can talk candidly. What do you do as
Absolutely,
a chief?
Dom.
What do you do as a chief deputy whip? Hold the whip for the guy who whips the votes? How does that work?
Yeah, no. So what you do as a chief deputy whip is you're number two in the whip operation. So I'm number two to whip Tom Emmer. And really what I do is I run the counters on the floor. So if you're watching C-SPAN, guys are running around, they have those colorful little cards. Well, that's trying to see where people are on votes. Those get turned back into me, and I'm the first line of defense. So before the whip Tom Emmer gets the count, I get the first crack at it. And so I get the count, and I try to get that as close to as 100% as possible before I hand it over to Emmer. It means a lot of late nights because we got to clean it up. A lot of people are undecided or missing, et cetera. So I got to track those guys down, see why they're undecided, maybe see why they're a no, try to get them to a yes. And I try to make it so Tom Emmer has as little work to do as possible.
Well, it is dramatic when people come in. It seems more Democrats have done it, sometimes Republicans. The one guy recently, a few months ago, Democrat, I think, in a hospital gown is wheeled in. Now that's drama for the big vote.
Yeah, so that was the first Mayorkas impeachment vote.
Yeah.
And what happened there is we knew that was basically tied, and it was a decision call to move forward. But what happened was the Democrats out of nowhere pulled in Al Green, who had just had surgery. He literally came in without shoes in a hospital in a wheelchair in a hospital gown.
But that
shows you how sick the Democrats are. I mean, they took a guy out of the hospital. For the Democrats, it's all about moving their agenda, blocking ours. They're totally committed. So in a way, I respect it. But in another way, I'm like, guys, that's kind of elder abuse. But the Democrats seem to be very good at elder abuse lately, don't they?
Well, remember a few years back, I'm not sure if you're pretty young, if you were in politics or not, the torch, Torticelli, wasn't going to make it, was caught up in a big scandal in Jersey 5 days before the election. They tagged him out, put in Frank Lautenberg, who then won the Senate race, a big race in Jersey, not just a small school board race, but the Senate race. They did it
right. Yeah. They'll stop at nothing. You got to respect it. I kind of wish we had that party discipline and we had that maneuvering.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for us, we get so focused on procedure and like the status quo. It's because it's in our DNA. We're conservatives for a reason. The Democrats will jettison everything to make sure that they're advancing their far left radical agenda. So again, I hate it, but at the same time, I respect it. And I wish we had more of that in our party.
I couldn't agree with you more. So where did you cook up this idea now? Let's name an airport after President Trump.
Yeah, so I'm walking through Dulles, and I was telling my colleagues about how bad of a Secretary of State John Foster Dulles was. I mean, there's a lot of great books that are being written upon it now. Devil's Chessboard, for example. There's an older one called Overthrow by Kinzer, and it just explains just what a disaster Dulles was. And I was explaining this to everybody, and they kind of like were like, okay, what would you name it? And just on a whim, I said Trump. And so everybody laughed.
Oh,
so
God.
The first day I'm back at my office, we draft the bill. It's a page and a half, double spaced. And we're like, let's do it. Because I had three objectives. One, I wanted to start the conversation about renaming Dulles because I think it should not be named for Dulles. Two, I wanted to fire up our base, draw attention to how great President Trump was. And then third, I just wanted to troll the Democrats. So all three objectives have been met in spades. It's been a smashing success from that point of view. And you know what? I actually think we might be able to get this done in 2025. So what started off as just like an offhand comment walking through the airport has now turned into a legit movement to rename Dulles after President Trump. And just think about it. The woke liberals will have two options when flying into D.C. They can either go to Trump International or Ronald Reagan, the two best presidents in my lifetime. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about that. That's right, the Reagan Airport. So I saw the best of Trump today, and I know you're busy with a lot of stuff, but maybe you had time to see some of it. When he announced his position on abortion, he started off well talking about IVF. He then talked about, you just mentioned Ronald Reagan at one point, the three exceptions. He talked about winning if we're going to change hearts and minds over the course of time. And I agree with him. He talked about this idea of winning on Roe v. Wade. It goes back to the states. That's what we said we were all about. How do you see it?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm 100% in line with what President Trump said today, and it needed to be said. He did a good job. But yeah, it's very important that we remember that we're the party of states' rights. We have a 10th Amendment for a reason. And I do like it that President Trump came out and laid out the fact that he is pro-life. I of course, am pro-life. But we also have a federal system where the state should decide. And the whole reason that we had this momentum to overturn Roe v. Wade was to get rid of bad law, bad precedent, and return the decision to the states. So I applaud the president in speaking out for this. And what really, for me, what really resonated with what President Trump was saying today was that the Democrats are really the ones that are radical on this issue. It is absolutely radical to want to have late-term abortions. Where the Democrats are, where they want abortion on demand, no excuses at any point in pregnancy, that's really in step with communist China and North Korea. That is wildly out of step with our allies, for example, in Europe. And typically in Europe, you have a 16 to 21 week ban. Mm-hmm. And then you have, then of course you have exceptions after that for life of the mother. That's really the mainstream position with not only our sister democracies, but also where most Americans are. The Democrats are the ones that are wildly out of step with abortion on demand.
Let me ask you tactically or strategically here too. I'm in complete agreement with you, but they do a good job. Look, we know the media advantage guy of saying, well, these are very limited. They're only for severe life of the mother health. And I don't believe that's the case. Northam was closer to the port in Virginia when he thought his guard was down with the media talking about making the baby comfortable, who was already born, and then killing it. So do we have statistics? Is there any way of Republicans backing that up when the media push back and say, why are you saying this? It's very, very, very limited.
Yeah, so the Democrats do have the media on their side. I mean, thank you, Captain Obvious, right, with me saying that. But the legacy media, I don't even call them the mainstream media anymore because they're not mainstream. Most people are getting their news now from conservative talk radio, from pod. Joe Rogan, for example, has more downloads on one of his podcasts than the entire ratings of CNN combined for the day. I mean, so this is really a legacy media that is just an arm of the Democratic Party. Now, with that said, when it comes to abortion, we need to do a better job staying on message and showing the American people that the Democrats are the ones that are extreme, that the Democrats are the ones that are for these radical positions where you can execute a baby after the child has been born. We need to do a better job attacking the Democrats instead of defending our position. And again, if you look at, I don't think we should retreat on the pro-life position. If you look at where we as conservatives have made gains over the last 10 or 20 years, it's the two areas where we've refused to negotiate and refused to back down. And that's on Second Amendment rights and pro-life positions, or the rights of the unborn child. So I'm not saying that we give up our principles on this, but I do think that President Trump has a very good nuanced view of this, and that's where we should be heading as a party.
Now, where are we heading? Is it this week or so where in the House we'll see some movement on Ukraine one way or another, Guy Rosenthal? Is that what the plan is this week?
Yeah, well, so, Dom, we'll see how this plays out. So what the Senate did is the Senate had a package that included Ukraine funding for Israel, which, by the way, defunded UNWAR, which was the UN wing that coordinated with Hamas and the attacks, by the way. And it's got funding for the border, and it's got funding for Taiwan. I don't know if we'll run that package together or if we'll separate all four of these out and vote on them up and down as individual bills. We'll see. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, has introduced a motion to vacate, and according to her, it's to utilize if and when Johnson brings Ukraine funding to the floor. I don't know how this is going to play out. The other thing to watch out this week is FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It's up for reauthorization. It expires on the 19th of April. And so the big deal with that is there's a group that wants to just carry on FISA as is. There's another group that wants to have some reforms, for example, having a search warrant requirement if these intel agencies want to collect data on American citizens. I believe that will be an amendment that will be made on the bill, and then I'm optimistic that we'll be able to pass FISA as well. So those are the two things to watch this week, Ukraine funding as well as the entire supplemental package that the Senate passed over, and then FISA reauthorization.
My producer, Dan, has a suggestion, too, to add on to your bill. It was only a page and a half, so we have some space, that we only play from DJ Trump's playlist on the intercom speakers at Trump Airport, given that's what he does at Mar-a-Lago. He likes to get his iPad out. The music starts. Oh, my God.
I love it. I've been around President Trump to know that man loves classic rock, so I'm always up for that.
That's good stuff. Where do we find you, Guy Rosenthal?
At Guy Rosenthaler, just Google me. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and of course, Instagram. So I appreciate it, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you, Guy, very much. Have a good week. Thank you.
You too.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.